ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 64-65. The history of the life of Ajamil. Vipram swa baryam apraudam kule mahati lambitam visasajachirat papa sarin Swarinya Panga Vina Di Vipram Swabaryam Apraudham Kure Mahatilam Vitam Visasaja Chirhat Papa Swarinya Panga Viradi Vipram swabaryam apraudam Kule mahatimam vitam Visasajat chirhat papa Swairinyapanga viradi Vipram swabaryam apraudam Kure mahatilam vitam Visasajat chirat papa Swairinyapanga viradi Vipram Svabhaya Mapadam Kule Mahatilam Vitam Visasarja Chirat Papa Swarinya Panga Vidyadi Vipram Svabhaya Mapadam Kule Mahatilam Vitam Visasarja chirat papa Saninya panga vidyadi Vipram sabayam apradam Kule mahati lambitam Visasarja chirat papa Saninya panga vidyadi Mataji's Vipam Sabariyam Apradham Kure Mati Lambitam Visasarja Chirat Papa Sarinya Panga Vidadi Vipam Sabariyam Apradham Kule mahati lambitam Visasarja chirat papa Sarinya ganga vidnadi Vipram The daughter of a Brahmin Swamaryam His wife Apraudam Not very old Youthful Kule From a family. Mahati, very respectable. Lambitam, married. Visasarja, he gave up. Achirat, very soon. Papa, being sinful. Swarinya of the prostitute. Apanga viradi, his intelligence pierced by the lustful glance. Translation. Because his intelligence was pierced by the lustful glance of the prostitute, the victimized Brahmin, Ajamil, engaged in sinful acts in her association. He gave up the company of his very beautiful young wife, who came from a very respectful Brahmin family. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Customarily, everyone is eligible to inherit his father's property. And Ajamil also inherited the money of his father. But what did he do with the money? Instead of engaging the money in the service of Krishna, he engaged it in the service of a prostitute. Therefore, he was condemned and was punishable by Yamaraj. How did this happen? He was victimized by the dangerous, lustful glance of a prostitute. Vipram svabharyam apraudam kule mahati lambitam visasarja chirat papa svarinya panga viridhi. Because his intelligence was pierced by the lustful glance of the prostitute, the victimized Brahmin Ajamil engaged in sinful activities in her association. He even gave up the company of his very beautiful young wife, who came from a very respectful Brahmin family. Om agyanati mirandasya agyananjana shalakaya Chaksur unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of Ajamil is given. Srila Prabhupada says that he was victimized, that he was the victim. The lustful glance of the prostitute was so powerful that he was victimized, that he had no choice. He was a victim. And he became her servant for so many years. In the history of the Vedas, there's a nice story about Vishwamrita. He, at one point in time, had taken the he was a Rajarishi. He was a saintly king. But he was not a Brahmarishi at this point in time. And he had gone to the ashram. Being a king, he went to the ashram of the sage Vasistha. And Vasistha was very happy to serve him. He had a Kamadhenu cow. And he served the king and all of his soldiers wonderful prasadam that was prepared from the Kamadhenu cow. So this Vishwamrita was so excited about the Kamadhenu that he asked Vasistha, give me this cow, I want this cow. It is usually the habit of sannyasis or great people. I know myself, I was in St. Louis and we had just bought a nice PA system. And one Swami came and said, sir, I want this. And somehow or other, by the end of the day, it was gone. So this Vasistha refused. He said, I'll give you anything. I'll give you land. I'll give you so many cows, 100,000 cows, but not the Kamadhenu. And Vishwamrita, being a king, being a little bit puffed up, he stole that cow. But the cow herself, was very displeased and engaged in a battle with the soldiers of Vishwamrita and Vishwamrita himself and defeated Vishwamrita. He came back sometime later being upset with Vasistha and declared a battle against Vasistha. But he was quickly defeated. And Vasistha said that you are only a Rajarishi. and Vasishtha was a Brahmin. He was a Brahma Rishi. So his teja, his power was much more voluminous than that of the Raja Rishi, the king. So this Vishvamrita, being very upset that he didn't have enough power, he went deep within the forest and meditated, chanted, performed great austerities and penances to get tapas, to perform tapas to get the power. And the demigods saw, after some different activities he had performed, what great power this Vishvamrita had. So they sent Menaka, the damsel from heaven, to lure him away from his meditation. The demigods were very frightened that this Vishvamrita was becoming way too powerful. So they sent Menaka, and she waited until there was a lapse in his meditation, when he stopped his meditation and he was doing something else. He was walking on his way, or he had stopped his meditation, and she attracted him. So much so that it says he engaged in her service for 10 years. He was distracted and married this Menaka for 10 years. One day he woke up and realized that he was under her spell, that he had been victimized. Not only that a man is victimized, woman is also victimized by the lustful glance of a man. Man is victimized by the lustful glance of a woman. It is not condemning women as a class. It's the lustful glance that is condemned. So after 10 years, he realized his wrongdoing, and he separated himself from this Menaka, and again started performing great tapas. So much so that again the demigod sent another person to lure him away, another lady to lure him away some years later. But because his spiritual life was so deep, his commitment was so deep, he wasn't moved at all. Just like Haridas Thakur, same thing. The prostitute came there, being sent by that minister. What was his name? Khan? Ramachandra Khan? I forget his name. Chankazi? Whoever had sent the prostitute, Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur said, "Just sit here, I'll fulfill all your desires, but I have to finish my scheduled rounds." So the first day he was chanting, he made a vow to chant so many hundreds and thousands of names, 20 some hours a day, reduced sleeping and eating to a minimal. And so at the end of the day, he still had not finished. He was still chanting. She couldn't fulfill her mission. So she went away and came back again the next day to try to lure him again. And she started to mimic his chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She was making fun of Haridas Thakur's chanting. But the power, like the glance of a lustful woman, is powerful. Or the glance of a lustful man is very powerful. And one becomes the victim. One can also become the victim of the holy name of the Lord. The chanting of the holy name is so powerful that one becomes a transcendental victim and can't stop chanting. Even in one's sleep, one is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So this Haridas Thakur kept chanting. The next day she came. And finally she surrendered and told him, I was sent by this bad person to try to lure you away from your meditation, your chanting, your devotional service. But I've become attracted to devotional service. And he initiated her and told her to worship the Tulsi plant and the chakra at the top of the Jagannath temple and chant so many rounds in a day. We had practical experience. I've told this story before, but it's a nice story. I was at Port Authority some years ago, and we were doing Sankirtan. And an actual, at the end of the day, I went to get the books from the locker, and one of my godbrothers was walking out to get the cab on 34th Street, 42nd Street, the bad neighborhood where Port Authority is, to go back to the temple on 55th Street in New York City. A short cab ride, and we'd go back by 6:30 for group Sundararti. So I was right behind the other person he didn't know, my godbrother. And there and then, some prostitute approached him. True story. She was scantily dressed, and I could hear her saying, are you looking for a date tonight, honey? And no question, she gave the lustful glance to this devotee. And I was like, oh man, what's he going to do? I know what I might do. I could end up more than 10 years in trouble. But what is this Prabhuji going to do? And he told her very definitively that actually I've got to get back at 6:30 is Sundar Arti. Then at 7 o'clock we're having a Bhagavad Gita class. At 7:45 we're going to drink a little hot milk and cookies. And at 8 o'clock we're going to be reading Krishna book. And by 8:15 I'm going to be taking rest because I got to get up and do the whole thing again at 2:15 in the morning. She was stunned. I watched her. She was like, he didn't become a victim. And we walked away. And then he saw that I was watching the whole transaction afterwards. And I was stunned. I was like, that is pretty good. That is like amazing. Such a tight schedule the Prabhupada has made in Krishna consciousness. He went to take rest. 8:15, we take rest. She was like, take rest. People never understand when we say, well, it's time for me to take rest. I said, what are you talking about, take rest? But Prabhupada's lingo and Prabhupada's schedule is so transcendental. All the devotees know. Rise at 2:30, 3:30, 4 o'clock latest. Go to the Mangal Arti. Chant your japa, Tulsi Puja. Chant japa. Greet the deities, Guru Puja. Srimad Bhagavatam class, prasadam. Full day of seva, distributing Krishna consciousness. Or if somehow or other one's a householder and has to support his her family, taking care of necessities. And then immediately, Sundar Arti, Bhagavad Gita class. What is that? Hot milk and cookies we have? Hot milk and cookies in Govindas. And take rest, 8:15, 8:30. That's the schedule every day. Not that, okay, this is Saturday and it's time for me to catch up on some lustful glances. Or go see what the latest movie is in the cinema theater. or a new restaurant opened on National Boulevard, we have to go check it out. Prabhu, it's vegan. We have such a tight schedule of Krishna consciousness. There's no room for any Maya. There's no room for being lured away by the lustful glance of the opposite sex. Even we're attracted. Even this devotee might have been attracted. But he actually looked at his clock. He said, well, it's 6:15. We got to take the cab back. 6:30 is Sundararti. I'm leaving tonight. I got to be back for that. 7 o'clock, someone is giving Gita class. I've got to attend Gita class. 7:45, I'm not going to miss hot milk and cookies for you. And 8:15, take rest. I was always, to this day, this was years ago, and to this day, I was always impressed with this devotee and his determination as a practical example, like the Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur on two occasions. But Ajamil and this Vishwamrita, I think Vishwamrita, simply by the tinkling of the ankle bells, isn't that the one? He heard the tinkling of the ankle bells. She didn't even give him a lustful glance. She just put some ankle bells on and walked by as he was meditating. And all he had to hear was the tinkling, and he said, I'm out of here. For 10 years. Srila Prabhupada explains, just from the tinkling of her ankle bells, can you imagine? And this was a great sage, Vishwamrita. A powerful sage. So, ourselves, what is the hope? We are like Ajamil. We are attracted at every stage to sense gratification and the bodily level of consciousness. But by filling up the day with Krishna conscious activities, Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us so many activities. Not that we just work part-time in Krishna consciousness, but full-time, just like we see this Gaudachandra Prabhu at the BBT. He's there from sunrise till hours after the sunset, doing devotional service for Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. Always engaged. So devotee has to be engaged 24 hours a day. There's no room for slack. There's no room for letting down one's guard. Vishwamrita Menaka watched when he let down his guard. Then she jingled the bells. And just from jingle bells, he was finished for 10 years. After so many years of penance and austerity, of course, Vishwamrita was a impersonalist at that time. And Srila Prabhupada points out that the path of devotional service, like Haridas Thakur, he could not be lured away because he had his schedule. He had to chant so many rounds, he couldn't be bothered. He didn't want to offend the prostitute, but he had to finish his rounds. And then he told her, after finishing my rounds, I'll satisfy all your desires, but I have to finish my rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So much so that she became the victim of the Maha Mantra. That's our business. That instead of us becoming victimized by Maya, like this Ajamil, we stick tight to the association of devotees. It's like one person asked me a little while back, oh, so-and-so is not going to be in Florida anymore. We missed their association. And I remembered something that Prabhupada had said, that when he left, I believe it was San Francisco, to go back to India, that if you're chanting and you're engaged in devotional service, I'm also chanting and engaged in devotional service, then we're packed up tight in that association. So if we're chanting and engaged in serving our spiritual master, so many others chanting, we're packed up tight in Krishna consciousness. There's no room. There's no question of being victimized by Maya. On the contrary, our engagement in devotional service will victimize others into devotional service. Our chanting, our seva, when they get a glance of that, Prabhupada said, the letter Ramaswara was reading the other day, when they see our devotees so serious and sincere, they're at once struck. We were in O'Hare Airport. Nikama was there, I think Savas Prabhu was there. A few devotees were distributing books. And there was one guy running around trying to break up sales. And his line was, don't look in their eyes, don't look in their eyes, don't look in their eyes. So I finally went up to him. I said, why are you telling people not to look in our eyes? He said, because as soon as you look in their eyes, you have them under your spell. And once you shake their hand, he said, once you shake their hand, they're under your spell. And once you look in their eyes, 9 out of 10 buy books from you. I said, really, everybody? He said, oh yeah, as soon as there's eye contact, they're finished. So when they see the transcendental glance of the devotee, what to speak when they see the transcendental glance of Srila Prabhupada? Anyone who has seen that glance, we become victimized in spiritual life, in transcendental life. So we have to always keep ourselves busy and engaged. No loops, no free periods, no rest periods, no vacations, no timeshares. We used to go when my children were little. My sister would offer these timeshares, they call. And we'd take the children. And after about 2 hours, I would be bored to death. Pick up the Bhagavatam and read some Bhagavatam. Just being at a timeshare, you have all the time in the world to do absolutely nothing. Devotees engaged seriously and sincerely in actual business of Krishna consciousness. And we're so engaged that people see devotees, they're at once struck. And they take to Krishna consciousness. They hear the chanting of the devotees, they're at once, oh my God, that's beautiful chanting. They see Prabhupada's books, they're at once struck. They meet the devotees on Sankirtan. We'll be going out, 65 I think this year, 65 devotees will be going out on Saturday for World Enlightenment Day. And people will be victimized and struck by the transcendental glance of devotees. So that's our business. Maya's business is her glance victimizes personalities just like this Ajamil. But once he came to his senses after his near-death experience, he engaged in full devotional service after having spent. Same as Vishwamrita. Once he gave up that menaka after the 10 years, he engaged fully in his sadhana and devotional activities. So we should take lesson, deep lesson from these sages and saints and become fully absorbed in our devotional service, hearing, chanting, and engaging full day, all day in service. So that we not only don't become the victim of Maya, but we're able to influence others in Krishna consciousness by our association. Any questions or discussion? There's 1 minute left. Anyone have a story like that I told? I only have a few of those stories, so that was a repeat. But it's a very prominent story, and I met with that devotee in New York last month, and we were talking about different things, and it was very inspiring, extremely inspiring. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Get an invitation, so...